listening to Fox Sports Radio.
So, RJ, the game of the weekend in the NFL is the Eagles and the Cowboys from Philadelphia for more than likely the division there, the NFC East. And reports say that Dak Prescott is not expected to practice much before Sunday's big divisional game against the Eagles, according to Todd Archer of ESPN, because of his sprained right shoulder that he suffered last week against the Rams.
Yeah, and I was on Gottlieb every Thursday during football at 2:25 Pacific. And he mentioned something I didn't know. First time Dak has missed a practice in his career.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So let's go back to what Fezzik got schooled on last week, which was the coach came out for Tampa and said, oh, he's, you know, he has a fracture, but, you know, he'll be okay. Wink, wink, fracture, right? And everyone's like, wait a minute, fracture, that's a problem. Everyone wanted to get off of Tampa. Here's the basic premise. Coaches, team officials, whatever, they're going to tell you things to deceive you. Not you necessarily as a batter or as a fan, but rather the opponent, the other team. If your guy's doing well, if he's fine, what do you want? You want there to be questions about him. Do they spend time on the backup? Do they think about, do we maybe press more? Do we not be afraid of the long ball if he has a fractured hand? Or on the other side, if he's really hurt, it sounds a lot like Dallas. Dallas is saying, oh, he's fine. Dak, fine. Oh, by the way, the fact that something that's never happened before is happening, ignore that. He's fine. Come on. The market's not being fooled. This line, Brad, remember, in Philadelphia, division on the line at stake, and before the news of the injury being, you know, in any way important, it was Dallas favored by how many?
3 points at one of the largest books in the world.
Yeah, the big batter, the big batter said Dallas by a field goal on the road, which implies that the game were in Dallas, line would be like 9.
That's unbelievable.
That's extreme. Now the line?
Dallas 1.5-point road favorite.
So what we know for sure here, this is the Vegas truth, I promise. The betting market believes that Dak's injury is significant. It is a factor to consider. And if you're ignoring it, you're bucking Vegas. And if you want to buck Vegas, you can bet us anytime. And, well, those chandeliers are up. Those big million-dollar yeah. chandeliers. They're there for a reason. Dak is hobbled. Doesn't mean they won't win the game. Doesn't mean he won't have a great game. But for sure, the market believes this injury matters, no matter what Dallas says to deceive us.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
If you're sophisticated as a bettor, most of the time the answer to any question is it depends. The circumstances matter. This is one I can pound my fist on. College bowl betting, the earlier you can bet, the better. Earlier, better. You know why? Because the guys that really know are waiting, but once they get a chance to bet, they bet as early as possible. So there's really three main limits when it comes to a bowl game. One is the early limits, right? Right when the number comes out, you can bet those. Maybe in a small bowl game at a scaredy cat casino here in Vegas, 2,000, two dimes. Now, game week. That's, hey, games this week, within the week, $5,000. And then game day, $10,000. Now, why do the books do this? One, they realize that most people who are betting early are sharper, so they want to limit those bets. They don't want to take too much from them. And the guys that own 7-Elevens in New Jersey that are here for the weekend trying to escape it all, well, they might bet $10,000, but they won't do it till game day. So they want to up the limits then. So what ends up happening is you'll see drastic line moves over the course of 3 weeks or whatever before the game. First, the guys that 2,000 is enough for them, there's some sharp guys out there.
Absolutely.
Boom, boom, boom. Now the line's drifting. Now it gets to be game week. Boom, 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 boom. 5,000. Oh, it moves even more. Come game day, man, there's usually not a lot of value left. So along the lines of this concept, what we want to do is talk about five games that Brad likes on the money line, underdogs he expects to win. Now, why would there be underdogs he expects to win any more in the bowl game than any other time? It's because the variance in effort, the variance in matchups, whereas you have teams that never play each other, schemes that never play each other. Think of the blowouts you see when there's college bowls. Teams that are 10-point dogs winning by 20. You just don't see that hardly at all in the regular season. You see it more, much more in the bowls. So what's the smart way to attack it? If you like the dog, look at the money line. And Brad, if I'm not mistaken, in the and I saw this in your research, in the regular season, the underdog winning outright is one of seven games?
Yep.
And the underdog winning outright in the bowls is?
One out of four.
So almost doubly as often.
Yep.
Now you would think the money lines are different, but they're not.
No.
Literally, if it's a 10-point favorite, the money line's the same. But you almost have double the chance to win. We're going to give you five of these games, and literally we only need to win two of them in order to have a profitable bowl season.
All right, guys, let's start with the Alamo Bowl, where Utah right now is a 7-point favorite against Texas.
And I'm going with Texas to win this game outright, and it comes down to questionable motivation for Utah. Utah is coming off one of the most disappointing losses in the history of the school. They're one win away from a possible college football playoff berth. And even if they did win, they were going to at least make the Rose Bowl, something they've never done before. On top of it, they got a couple key players. That's a good context clue that are going to sit this game out. And on the other side, you have a Texas program that's really good in the underdog, specifically the head coach, Tom Herman. Bowl games as an underdog, Tom Herman has won all three of them outright as an underdog. I like Texas to win outright over Utah.
I got to say, if I'm going to if I'm going to go against one of these, it's this one.
Okay.
And here's why.
It's the biggest one.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, though. It's Texas is off a disappointing season.
Yep.
And the idea they're going to, where's this game at?
The Alamo Bowl, San Antonio.
Oh, my, I bet they're just so excited. The kids from Austin are so excited to drive up to San Antonio, right? So I question the motivation. I guess the home field advantage is going to be there.
Yep.
You also got to wonder, is Utah going to say, you know something, we were so far from winning this thing that we're not there yet. Let's redeem the season. Because if they lose both, it's almost like the whole meaning the championship game of the Pac-12 in this game, it's going to be like, oh, that was a fugazi, another use of that. Early, it was a fake. They win this one. It's like, oh, one lot. Where do they finish? Maybe 6th, 7th in the country if they win this game?
Certainly top 10.
So I get your handicap. The premise is a team that has a heartbreaking loss. I just think since Utah was so far away from both conceptually starting the year to believe they could get to the Final Four and then so far away from winning the game they needed to, maybe this is more redemption than it is a disappointment.
I could see that.
But that said, it's a reasonable people can disagree.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
We go to the Cure Bowl, RJ, coming up this Saturday. Liberty and Georgia Southern. Georgia Southern, a 4.5-point favorite.
You got to wonder if some of the names of these bowls deserve booze also. All right, so the theory is, Brad, you got five money line picks. You only need to win two of them in order to profit. Last year, you profited off your five. The theory is, history tells us, these money line underdogs win almost doubly as often in the bowl season. High variance, let's exploit it.
Yeah, and in this instance, let's exploit Liberty being fired up for playing in their first bowl game in school history for them. And on top of that, Liberty's playing a quirky offense in Georgia Southern that runs the option. Liberty has extra time to prepare for the option. Add it all up, I like Liberty.
Yeah, so that is kind of the opposite of the regular season when the option teams that play opponents that aren't used to it, those opponents, big disadvantage. You have the whole bowl season, the lead up to get ready for it. So second pick, Liberty. Liberty, by the way, plus 170. First pick was Texas, plus 230.
The Miami Hurricanes are 6-point favorites against Louisiana Tech in the Independence Bowl.
Yeah, we're taking Louisiana Tech plus the 200 here, and it's more a play against a Miami team that's already proven to be high variance this season. Miami is the only team in the entire country to lose not one, not two, but three games as a double-digit favorite outright this season, and already three Miami players have decided to skip out. Louisiana Tech, I like here.
And remember, it's not just the absence of the players that skip out. It's the culture. It's the sense of this game doesn't really matter. Think about the party you go to, right? Everyone's supposed to be there. You get a text, I'm not showing up. Next text, I'm not showing up. You feel like an idiot for being there, right? To some degree, these Miami players are going to feel ambivalent about being there. Pick number three, La Tech.
It's Notre Dame and Iowa State in the Camping World Bowl. The Fighting Irish are 3.5-point favorites.
The classic Camping World Bowl.
Yeah, and how fired
I remember as a kid.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and how fired up is a 10-2 Notre Dame team to be here in any other season in their history? 10-2 Notre Dame teams playing in the Orange Bowl, the Fiesta Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. So I question Notre Dame's motivation. I don't question Iowa State's motivation. Within 24 hours, the fans already bought out their entire allotment of tickets and asked for more. Iowa State also better than their 7-5 record. Four games Iowa State lost by a combined 11 points. I like Iowa State to upset Notre Dame.
But don't losers lose?
You could say that.
Because isn't this Campbell, Coach Campbell, is that his name?
Yep.
Supposedly. Have we seen his birth certificate? I mean, he's like, no comment. The reality is this Campbell's a lovable loser. Oh, he's always going to have the close games. I'm not sure I want to play a money line on a lovable loser like this.
Mm.
But let's be candid. You have a vested interest in Campbell because you thought Ohio State made a mistake from passing up the guy that averages 5 losses a year.
I did say that.
Guys, in a bowl game coming up tomorrow at 7:30 Eastern time, it is the Frisco Bowl, and it's Utah State, now 6.5-point favorites against Kent State.
And I like Kent State plus the 200 here. And again, it's another team in Kent State very rarely makes a bowl game. Only the second bowl game appearance since 1972 for Kent State. A dynamic young coach. And let's talk about Utah State, their opponent. I think there's already signs showing that Utah State doesn't want to be there. Not one, not two, but three players, including the starting quarterback, got busted for pot just 2 nights ago. I'm not sure they're entirely focused on the game. Kent State the pick.
Now, the line move off of the arrest or bust, whatever it was, explain how that line moved.
Yeah, so Utah State was a 7-point favorite when news broke that those three players, you know, got busted for pot, went all the way down to 4.5, but then it crept back up to 6.5, RJ, because it looks like those three players are going to play in this game.
So why would it move at all then? I mean, ultimately from the 7, it's probably a sign of what you're saying, which is the idea it's a sign of a disinterested team.
Yeah.
Though I'm not sure how many kids that are pot smokers are going to say, nah, I'll pass today. I got a game next week, right?
Like, yeah,
I mean, it feels
point.
Like you're either a pot smoker or you're not.
Yeah.
But, you know, so here's what we got. 5 picks. It is Kent State, Texas, Iowa State, La Tech, Liberty. If 2 of the 5 win, you profit, and so do you out there across the country.
We got a shooter.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.